Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 46 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Holy is the Lord. Billy Graham once said, "Only when we understand the holiness of God will we understand the depth of our sin." Our text for today is from Psalm 99. Verses 1 through 5. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Psalm 99 is the final psalm referred to as an enthronement or royal psalm. The others include Psalm 93, and then 95 through 99. Here is a brief overview of each. Psalm 93 affirms the Lord's reign and power over chaos and confusion. Psalm 95 calls the earth to worship the Lord as the great king. Psalm 96 proclaims God's kingship and encourages all nations to recognize his glory. Psalm 97 describes the Lord's reign with themes of righteousness and justice. Psalm 98 celebrates God's salvation and righteous reign, inviting all creation to rejoice. And Psalm 99 proclaims the holiness of the Lord, calling for us to praise him as king. Psalm 99 announces that the Lord reigns and invites all to fear and revere his majestic sovereignty, while also recognizing and exalting his holiness. Because of his holiness, he is the only one worthy of worship. To illustrate his holiness, the psalmist describes how the Lord governs his people. All these enthronement psalms speak of the establishment of a just kingdom on earth. It can only be considered a righteous kingdom because its king is holy. Regardless of the specific circumstances that may have inspired this psalm, it ultimately carries a future message. A righteous and holy king will reign over the entire earth. In these historical moments, people were given a glimpse of that glorious future time. Warren Wiersbe divides Psalm 99, 1 through 5, into two sections: an awesome throne in verses 1 through 3, and a just throne in verses 4 and 5. Observe how Wiersbe explains these two sections of Scripture. For verses 1 through 3, Jehovah sits upon the throne in heaven. You can also see that in Psalm 9, verse 11, Psalm 110, verse 2, and Psalm 146, verse 10. God chose the Jews to be his vehicle for telling the Gentile nations about the true and living God. And God chose Mount Zion to be his dwelling place. The prophet Isaiah saw the heavenly throne in Isaiah chapter 6, and so did the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 1. God's throne is awesome because he is holy. Check out Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 and 45, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. The Holy One of Israel is a name found 30 times in the book of Isaiah. The word holy means separate, set apart, totally different. God's nature is wholly other. Yet he was willing to dwell with his people and meet their needs. In verses 4 and 5, the Lord ruled his people of Israel through the kings and the Davidic dynasty. You can see Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. The Lord is perfectly righteous in his character and just in his actions, and he wanted the throne of Israel to be just. In Scripture, the footstool in verse 5 could be the Ark of the Covenant. You can see 1 Chronicles 28, 2. It could also be the sanctuary of God, Psalm 132, verse 7, Isaiah 60, verse 13, Ezekiel 43, verse 7, or perhaps the city of Jerusalem, Lamentations 2, 1, or even planet Earth, Isaiah 66, 1, Matthew 5, 35. The sanctuary on Mount Zion was God's chosen dwelling place, and the ark in the sanctuary was his appointed throne. So when the Jewish pilgrims came to Jerusalem, they were worshiping at his footstool. Note that verse 5 is the central verse of the psalm and emphasizes the three major themes of the psalm: God's holiness and our privilege and responsibility to worship and exalt him. You can see verse 3 and verse 9 of this chapter. Holy is the Lord, which means his judgments are perfect, pure, and impartial. His holiness enlightens us to our sinfulness, which should create in us a thankful heart just to be allowed in his presence to worship him. His many thrones listed in Scripture show his majesty and glory as King of Kings. Since all of heaven is his throne and the whole earth his footstool, according to Isaiah 66, verse 1, he alone is worthy of worship from all of his creation for all of eternity. Some questions to consider. Psalm 99, verse 1, states that the whole world trembles when the Lord reigns. What does this say about God's majesty and our response? Reflect on the exclamation found in verses 3 and 5, "Holy is he." In what ways does your focus on God's holiness impact your worship? And finally, how do you biblically worship at his footstool? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.